Hello.
Hello, my name is Ebony, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you today?
I had several purchases to you guys that I don't believe I ever authorized.
Okay, yes, ma'am, and I do understand. May I get your zip code to get this started for you?
49010.
49010. Okay, let me try to get you pulled up here. And what's your first and last name?
Teresa Jordan.
Teresa Jordan. Okay, let me get you pulled up 1 second here. And could you verify your shipping address for me?
2653 111th Avenue, Elgin, Michigan.
Okay, thank you so much. And give me 1 second while your account loads up for me. And it's still loading here. I'll let you know once it's pulled up. Yes, ma'am. So what charges are you talking about on your account? Which charge?
Well, the very first one was in September 4th for $5.74, and then every month thereafter, let's see, on September 8th there was a $56.95. On October 10th there was another $56.95, and then the November 11th or November 12th, there was a $67.32 charge.
Okay, yes, ma'am, and I do see all those charges as well. So back in September on the 3rd, you signed up for what would be called a sweepstakes for a kitchen product, and you paid the $5.74 for shipping, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, ma'am. Well, with that, what that actually was when you did sign up for that and pay for the shipping and handling and the terms and conditions, which is small, so I know it gets overlooked sometimes. It will state that if you don't cancel within 7 days, that it will bill your account. So let me make sure which is
So
billing.
what is it billing my account for?
Yes, ma'am, and I'm finna get that pulled up for you right now. Just bear with me 1 second. So yes, ma'am, what they are billing you, they are billing you for it. So each month, ever since you pay for the shipping and the handling, for each month they send you out a voucher to your email. And let me see how much that voucher is. Only 1 second. Yes, ma'am. So they give you a $125 voucher monthly for the discount shopping store. So that is what they are billing you for each month now.
No.
Yes, ma'am. Let me see what I can do here.
I haven't had anything delivered, and I'm being charged. And what email address do you have?
I have here, it is brownteresa@ymail.com. Is that your email?
It's an old email, but yeah, it is. Don't believe I've even received emails. Well, where would it come from?
It may be in your junk or spams, because since it's a sweepstakes, it's like you're basically signing up for that product, which is, so when you, it's basically like you're signing up for the product, you're paying for the shipping and for the entrance, sorry, not shipping and handling, but for the entrance of the sweepstakes. So you, for the sweepstakes, you enter a drawing, and you wouldn't receive that item unless you did win that drawing. So until then, that's what they do. They'll bill you, and then they'll send you a $125 voucher. Yes, ma'am, voucher monthly for the discount shopping store. So that's yes, ma'am.
So this was, if I remember correctly, this was for a Brenda Gant, maybe. Some pans or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I need you to cancel this stuff for me.
Okay.
And I would like to see what kind of a refund I can get, because there I don't recall reading any of that. And
yes, ma'am.
Like I said, I haven't received anything in my email. I mean, I can check the junk mail, but.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And I completely understand where you're coming from. Now, what I can do for you is offer you a 35% discount. How would that sound for you?
No, I wouldn't use it anyway.
Yes, ma'am. Not even a 50 if I offered you the 50?
Nope.
Okay.
Want some kind of a refund, or I don't want to deal with anything like this.
Okay, give me one moment. One second here. And I'm still here. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
So yes, ma'am, I did speak with my supervisor about that refund for you. So what I can offer you, I can cancel out these products to where nothing else will be billed to your account. And also, I can offer a 50% refund upon that charge, that the 6732. I can offer you a 50% discount upon that charge. Hello.
You're only gonna refund half of the 6732.
Yes, ma'am. I can.
Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, ma'am. I can offer you the 50% refund upon that charge.
These things are scams. And then you guys just keep our money. And I don't think that's right. I have not received anything, and yet you guys have taken out well over $100 or whoever. I'm not blaming you.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm being told that, oh, all that money that we've been taking from you, mm-hmm. you don't get back because you signed up for something that you thought was a one-time thing.
Yes, ma'am, and I completely understand where you're coming from. And the only reason why it's like that is because they stated in the terms and conditions, but I know that it's small, you know, really nobody, and that's where the tricky part comes in at, because the terms and conditions really get looked over. But that's why they do it like that, because it will state if you don't cancel within 7 days that it will start billing your account each month. So that's pretty much why they have it the way they have it set up. But I can offer that. That's what I can do for you is the 50%, and I do apologize about the inconveniences upon your account.
I mean, if you were to tell me, okay, I'll refund the $67.32, and then we'll call it good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean.
Yes, ma'am. But the fact that it's only 50%, and, you know, it was something that was unknown, you would like the full amount, and I completely understand and agree with you.
Okay, just cancel my stuff and give me whatever refund.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Just give me 1 second, Miss Jordan. Just spare me 1 second.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm sorry about that. I'm getting that refund effect for you. Give me 1 second.
Do you know if you guys are affiliated with something called Explosive Apparel Direct?
And where did you get that name from, your bank statement?
Yeah.
Well, we really assist over 400 different companies, different vendors. So I went, what product, do you know what product that was?
Nope.
Yes, ma'am. I wouldn't really know from the name that's on the bank statement. You could, next to it, it should be a phone number, though, that you could call, and they'll...
Yeah. I get a busy tone.
A busy tone? Yeah. So, no, ma'am. I wouldn't be sure which one that one is. And I'm still getting this refund effect for you. And just give me 1 second. I'm sorry, but I'm waiting for my computer to load. It's moving slow right now. Sorry about that. Okay, so I'm almost done here. Let me get everything put up for you. And you will be receiving $33.66 back. And you did want to cancel that account out, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I got you, Gladys. I'm ready. Okay. So, yes, ma'am, Ms. Jordan, I thank you so much for being patient with me today. And I did get that refund sent back to you, which would be $33.66, and you will see that within 3 to 5 business days. And I do also want to apologize about the inconvenience that you've been having on your account.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.